SMBC 日興証券菊池です。よろしくお願いします。
This is Kikuchi of SMBC 日興 Securities. Best of regards. Please go ahead. There are two questions. First, in the materials, on page 13 of Mr. Negi's presentation, there's the instance growths. And I'd like to understand how to interpret this. It says 30 million users are taking advantage of this. Is that correct? If I may answer, this is the number of agents, not users. So it depends on the number of agents used. And there are cases where it's one user per one agent, but it's the number of agents, not the number of users indicated here. And this hasn't been calculated in terms of sales, but the more agents this means, then we can see what is taking place. And the more number of agents, then this increases the value for Trend Micro. Is this basically linked to sales? Yes, ultimately, yes, that is the case, but it's not linear. It's not a price per agent. No, the greater the utilization, then at first, what we try to do is to make it easy to use, and as they use it, then we will be getting results later. As for SaaS revenues, when it comes to the money amounts and also the percentages, what would that be? In enterprise sales, it's about over 10%. We're talking about pure SaaS. And when it comes to subscription and license formats, we have the two different aspects. And when making disclosures, we're thinking about how to go about with a disclosure. But when it's just pure SaaS products, then it's 10-some percent of enterprise sales.
So that 10-some percent may grow at the 60 or 70% pace. That would be the ideal situation, although that's not the case yet. Well, at the 60, 70%, I think the growth rate is going to be quite high. I see. I think existing customers are probably shifting to this as well to some extent. What is the percentage of that? What kind of percentage are we talking about? Well, you said that how many existing customers are switching to this? Is that your question? Yes. I don't know. I think it's a quite high percentage. As was explained before, new customers don't start with a large amount from the beginning. They start small when they start. So if the absolute amount of sales is at 100, 80%, I would say, is existing customers, but I don't have an accurate number on hand. Thank you. Thank you.
So it's difficult to see a direct linkage to sales in the short term, but then as it's more broadly used, then this will be reflected in sales. Yes, that is correct. The second question is that in regard to the guidance, it seems a bit small. In terms of the profits, you seem to be holding back. Now, before the pandemic, there was the guidance, and also looking at the results of 2 years ago, it seems like that there is a lack of growth in the profits in your guidance. And so I'd like to confirm about the expenses. In the third quarter, and looking at the expenses as well as the accounting, there was over 3 billion yen, and there was also the goodwill of around 3 billion yen or so. And so you will see an impact of that. Meanwhile, for SaaS expenses, for cloud expenses, what kind of increase are you anticipating? It should be quite high. There are the quarterly disclosures, but in the last quarter, it was over 3 billion. And if we multiply that, then it goes well beyond 10 billion yen. So it should be a considerable amount. I see. For the fourth quarter, then, is it mainly fixed expenses? It's linked to the number of agents used. So it will not fluctuate that greatly. As agents increase, then the expenses there will increase as well. So it'd be higher than times four. But on any rate, we are going to be emphasizing our efforts here. So we're thinking of amounts way beyond 10 billion yen. I see. So we're looking at 5 or 6 billion increase in as in other costs. And also there's traveling expenses, and there's also salaries and so on, and events. And so therefore, on a total basis, we have come to these conclusions. I see. For the cloud costs and revenues to match, what's the timing for revenues to be able to absorb the costs? It seems that that will not be the case this year, but for next year or the year after? Yes. I think, ultimately, as the customer base becomes bigger, then our revenues situation will improve. And there's a high percentage of upgrading or renewals. And so this should lead to very healthy revenues. We may not see this immediately in 2021, though. I see. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. Moving on to the next person. When your microphone is unmuted, please mention your name and affiliation first before you ask the question. Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley. My name is Tanaka. Can you hear my voice? Yes, we can hear you. Please begin. I have a couple of questions similar to what Kikuchi-san asked. I want to have a better idea about sales operating expenses. 7.9 billion yen increase for this year. This is the plan that you have disclosed. And the software depreciation, 3.7 billion, that was one time, and that will no longer exist. And 3.5 billion decrease in goodwill, so 15 billion yen net increase in expenses will be seen. And majority of that, about 50% is cloud-related, and the rest is business trip and salaries. Is that correct? Yes, that's correct. I understand. Thank you.
The next question is in regard to cloud expenses. And as it increases, then you're going to be pursuing efficiency. You've mentioned that more efficiency will be pursued, but how will you go about that to keep the expenses down? What kind of schemes are in place? Perhaps Eva can answer that question.
I think there is a new technology that we can use, for instance, from the virtual machine workload to container with a safe, and also both the AWS and Azure, they have the new API enable us to more efficiently using the storage. And of course, on our side, we also do a lot of the data duplication and more efficient correlation calls. So all of this will be enable us to have more efficiency. But no matter what, compared with the on-prem software, in SaaS business, we take over customers' cybersecurity infrastructure cost. So the cost is higher than the on-prem for Trimicro, of course. But we're working very hard to make sure that per customer's average cost per agent is going down significantly.
To add to that, in regard to this, we didn't suddenly realize this. Rather, we are looking at which to give priority to. And we felt that usability was more important when we start from scratch. And so, in terms of usability, we wanted to reach a certain scale. So rather than achieve efficiency, first we wanted to offer convenience for our customers. And after a certain scale, then we will be pursuing greater efficiency. So we are not surprised that this situation, once we saw the profit and loss situation, this was anticipated. Then to summarize, in terms of the deployed instances, if there is a 70% growth, let's say, then the cloud-related expenses will increase by 70%, but eventually the cloud-related expenses will grow by 50% or 40% because you will achieve greater efficiency. Yes, that is correct. And you mentioned it, by the time it reaches a certain scale, is it when it reaches 50 million users, or is there any certain scale that you can cite? Well, as already mentioned, this is not the number of users that we're looking at. Naturally, we need a certain scale. If it's just a certain number of customers that are using it, then that will not work. But as the presentation has indicated, it's used worldwide, and it's been used in complicated ways. So it's not just the number of users. So if you have 40 million users, then we shouldn't anticipate that that will immediately generate profits. Well, of course we have to generate profits. But as soon as we reach 40 million, then it doesn't mean that things will change suddenly. Rather, we're focusing on usability and the set of values that customers extract. And then we have to look at our profitability. What we want people to be anxious to use Trend Micro's SaaS much more. And we're seeing cases where it is being used more and more in different areas.
I would like to add, revenue, user number, and cost. You may think that they're all in parallel or linked, but that's not necessarily the case. It's not 100% parallel between the cost and the number of users. As Eva has mentioned, we have creating new products for the SaaS, and we are doing a lot of prior investments. So this is not a really parallel link. Many are initial investments, and many will be launched and developed. So that's a huge investment up front. And it's not necessarily a direct link between the increase in the number of users versus the cloud cost, both being 70%. Please understand there's a big upfront investment. Oh, I see. In that case, I would like to ask, the upfront investment right now, how big is this going to grow? I think you know, you have a good idea. So that means maybe by next fiscal year, things will be steady state and the growth of the investment will maybe slow down afterwards. Can we expect that? Well, within this fiscal year's forecast, we are actually talking about how much cloud investment will be needed, but we cannot really talk about the following year right now. It's too difficult because how much is the platform going to be used? That's the question. Cloud expense increase is not necessarily a bad thing. We have to think about how it will link to the revenue. And right now, we're not really trying to minimize the investment, but we're also thinking about the revenue as well. So cloud expense will not going to continue to grow over time forever. Right. One more question. North America, you are saying that it's going to be a positive growth pre-GAAP, but that's probably just a moment in time. Are you already seeing a positive growth right now, or do you think that positive growth will come in the second half of the year? What is the timing? Second half is negative, as you can see from today's material. But from the beginning of this year, well, last month of the quarter, like March, has higher level of sales, so it's very difficult to say. But for this fiscal year, we expect a positive growth in single digit. I think that's the pace that we're progressing at right now. Tipping point negative impact is already removed. So even with the negative impact of a tipping point, we believe that there's going to be a positive growth.
Thank you very much. That's all the questions from my side.